In an interview with Master Kripal Singh on The Voice of America on September 9th, 1963.
Your Holiness, you've just come to the United States from a visit to Europe. Would you tell us a little bit about your European tour?
Yes, I left India on 8th of June, 1953, and arrived in Germany, first of all in Frankfurt, you see, then to different stations, Hamburg and Berlin, also Bonn, Nuremberg, and other places, you see. So in all stations, we met a good response everywhere. We met the heads of all, religious heads, also social heads and the political heads too.
I understand you also met with Pope Paul.
Oh yes, in Rome on my return. Then after that I visited Austria. From Austria I came up to Greece. Then came to Rome and met the audience and Pope Paul.
And where will you be going in the United States?
So almost everywhere, east, west, south, north, Canada, including Canada, you see. All main stations. I've been to America last in 1955. After that, I've been already before all around the United States. This day I'll go to Canada too, and perhaps to South America.
And how long do you plan to be in the United States?
About 4 to 5 months.
4 to 5 months here. And what is the message that you're bringing to America?
No, my message is the same. I left India, you see. My message is for all mankind, you see. I see the unrest is due, you see, to two main causes. One is that we have forgotten our unity. Unity which already exists, and we have forgotten. God made man, and man, all mankind is one with the same privileges, bound the same way. Outer constitution, inner, the same of the body. And the main purpose, we are embodied souls. Souls are conscious entity of the same essence as that of God, you see. So God made man, you see. It is man who made religions. The unity already is there, and we have forgotten it. If we come to that we are all men alike, with the same privilege from God, with the same conscious beings of the same essence as that of God. And God is the controlling power of everywhere, you see. They are controlling our souls in the body, and they're controlling our universe. So if you come to that, you see, there's peace everywhere. This is the first and main object of mine. This unity, forgetting unity, is due to unrest everywhere. The second thing is that all masters say, those who realized God, they said, God, there is a God. And of course, that can be experienced too. The master did, they had experience with God, you see, and gave it to the people too. Son knows the father, and others whom the son reveals. So when they come here, they say, love God, and with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength. And also God resides in every heart, love all humanity. So this love of God, you see, we have forgotten. Our souls being of the same essence as that of God, the already we got love innate in us, you see. So God is love, and souls are of the same essence as that of God is also love, and the way back to God, all masters say, is through love alone. So Christ said, you see, I give you a new commandment. What? One, love one another. Saint John also said the same thing. Love and all things shall be added unto you. And the tenth guru of the six, you'll find, he proclaimed like anything, hear ye all, irrespective whether you belong to one country or the religion or other, or one religion the other. I tell you the truth, that you can meet God only through love. Those who do not know love cannot know God. That has been the, I think, basic teaching of all masters who came in the past. This love is innate in us, as I also told you. if they should liberate it, our souls, by outgoing from the outgoing faculties, it will just concentrate and work wonders. You see, we love when we love God, and love God is in all everybody, then must love everybody. Then the question arises for science. Last time when I came to America, you see, the people asked me, what's the remedy for these wars to end, you see? How can there be peace? And I told them, well, look to your scriptures. It's already there. So for these two reasons, this very love has congealed within our own selves. So that the, then, little self-expanded, we that love expanded to all the families, then to classes, then to countries. The result of this expansion also gave us some peace, but not full peace. You see, when two men fight, well, there will be some injury. If two families fight, there will be somebody killed, you see. If two religions fight, then there, I think, sometime million of people killed. And if there are two countries fight against it, there are millions and millions of people die, you see. So unless we have peace for all the world over, you see, our self-experience to cover all creation, there can be no permanent peace. So this is the main object that I have come out for. The first thing, the growing number of communism, you see, they are not believing in God whatsoever. And we are, many of us are also adrift nowadays, because we have no contact with God. Had we known him or seen him, we would not have been adrift. Because we have been only considering our outward forms and rituals and prayers, modes of prayer, etc., that we consider to be the end all and be all, you see. Truly speaking, if we got contact with that thing, we are, have only feelings or emotions or draw inferences to know that there is a God. But we have not seen him. Unless we see him, we cannot be fully convinced. The masters brought in that very thing, that we should know him and see him, not simply rely on feelings or emotions or inferences, because they are all subject to error. So seeing is above all. So this is, we have joined various religions for this very purpose, to know God, to see God. But we have taken the elementary steps, and we have not taken further step how to see God, you see. It is for the soul to see God, not, it cannot be realized by feelings or emotions or intellectual wrestling, you see. Unless our soul is liberated from mind and outgoing faculties, we do not know ourselves. It is the soul that has to know God. That's a practical self-analysis question. For want of this, people are drifting to communism, truly speaking. Those who say we are theists, they are truly not theists, you see, because they have not seen it. It's a matter of just feelings are read in scriptures, you see. This is the main object of my first is just what the atheism is going on, you see, drift everybody, whether learned or unlearned, whether the so-called people who profess that they are theists, but they are truly speaking not theists. In matter of when any difficulty arises, they say, where's God? So first foremost thing, the God can be contacted, you see, by self-analysis. This has been the teachings of all masters who came in the past. This is the first and foremost thing. And the second is, you see, to bring together all children of God, you see. Whether we belong to one religion or the other, all the same, we are men first. Men are the same privilege from God. These are our only schools and colleges which we have joined to gain the ultimate goal to know God or see God. So irrespective of whether we belong to one religion, we are all children of God. So all children of God, we are as a man one, as a soul we are one, as a worshipper of some higher power, we are also one. So this we have forgotten, you see. And for that main thing, nowadays you see there is a strong communism campaign is going on, you see, everywhere. Christian people have taken up that campaign before them. But all others are of the same essence, you see. All religions believe in God, majority of them, they do their, at least scripture show that. that there is a God. The Master did say that we have seen God. Of course, not God absolute, but the God in expression, you see. So for want of that practical experience of God, people, they drift to communism. They do think the level of man should be raised thereafter that. But there is no need of any other power. We poor fellows, because they do not know it. But moreover, they have taken up a course which is not, which is bad, you see, not for good of the humanity as a whole. So this is main thing, first and foremost. Second is, bring all children together. Whether we belong to one religion or other, that makes no difference, you see. Teachings have been the same in all. Higher or lower, to whatever extent they progress, you see, they gave out their experience like that. So, if we are worship of the same thing, we are all brothers and sisters in God, you see. Whether we have one giant one school or the other, that makes no difference. The only point remains, the religion which can produce true theists, all credit goes to that school or college, you see. And the third one is, because the majority of the people are led away by religious heads, social heads, and also political heads. They're driven like anything by these, you see. Guided or driven, that's a little strong word, of course, but majority of them, you'll find they're guided by them. If their angle of vision is changed, as I told you, from the level of man or the level of the soul, they do have experience of God power, I think there will be peace in the world. These are the main three of the aspects of the same thing, I will say, but the basic principle is spirituality. So this is only hopeless for all the world over. With all our advancements, physical or intellectual, we are not able to bring peace, you see, because the third side is very much ignored. So if we turn to that, that is the only hope left for the world over, you see.
Should we talk about the... you're having a congress, aren't you, in India?
Yes, in 1964.
Next year.
We held one conference in 1957, first in India, Delhi, about 250 delegates from all regions and from all countries, mostly of the East, of course, few from the West. Second conference was held in 1960 in Calcutta.
Mm-hmm.
There also we had the almost similar, and more than 200,000 people gathering together there, you see. And later on, now we have come to the West, just to contact, heart-to-heart contacts with the religious heads over here, you see. I have found, in many cases, they are working for the same principle, but we do not know them, they do not know us. And all of them are doing something to just bring together the subsects of the same religion. But ours is to bring all religions together on one common ground. This was the innovation brought up by my master, Baba Sanji. He have a common ground on which all men of all religion can sit together, understand each other. When we understand each other, we are closer already. Unity already there, we have forgotten. So for this purpose, we have been contacting all different heads in all these countries, and the same object is before me while coming over here, you see. I meant to have a world tour. This is part of that, of course. In due course, I might have to go around to Central Asia, the other portion, Africa too.
And this Congress will be held...
Approximately by the end of 1964, because when we go back, we are due back, say, by February, and some arrangements have to be made. We have to, mm-hmm. It's very grand scale. So that will take, might be by the end of 1964 or the beginning of 65.
What response have you found from talking with religious and political leaders?
Almost all, you see. They gave very great response to it. They're already for it, you see. They are doing to some extent. You know, Saint Pope John, you see, he just transcended a bit out of Christianity to permit them to join. And now I met Pope Paul, you see, the bishop in charge of the non-Christians you see. Had a long talk with him. He said, that's right, we are after it, you see. And after that, I saw one notification paper in Ireland. They say, from a few weeks back, we are intending to call for a conference of all religions, you see. So that has given Ivan a flare out of that very thing which is going on, you see, already. And I see this is an awakening from God above that we found everywhere, you see. There's no intention, you see, to blend all religions into one, not the least, you see. Let them remain in their religions, in their own school of thought, their own badges they may carry. But, yes, we love God. That's the main principle. Serve all and have good character. These are the main things, you see. But to know God is the first of all things. For want of that, all this communalism is going on. You see, flaring up like anything. Because, excuse me if I say, you know, those people who are guiding us, they have got no personal experience of God, you see. Very few of them. There are, I don't say all said no, but few. Simply they consider the first elementary step that they have taken, that is sufficient. Of course, we do deference to all unless they have a contact with God. Unless I see you, how can I be convinced fully? So, this is what the awakening is around everywhere, you see. By contacting them, we found, you see, they were doing the same thing. I met in Greece, Zoe people. They're a very good class, they're doing the same thing. But we never heard of them, you see. And perhaps they never heard of us, too. By coming together, we can understand each other, and we find we are already one. This is the main object that I have before me. Along with me is Baron Blomberg. You see, he's living from Boston. He's been to India. And there, this original thing was sponsored by one Sushil Kumar. He's a Jain, of course. But with that, I joined it, and this is going on so far with good results, and everybody responding.